My concern was that you are not able to hear me, Mr. Kozik, Mr. Gray, and Mr. Scholar. Can you let me know?
I can hear you now.
Now, I think Mr. Kozik cannot hear me. Mr. Gray is nodding his head. So let me just double check.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can. Okay, great. So I have, oddly, I mean, it's not you who did the motion, Mike, but we have all the papers. Did you feel the need to supplement or alter them in any way? I mean, have we talking about resolution at all, Mr. Scholar, with regard to the Olmstead's finding?
Yeah, we actually have been trying to resolve this ever since the motion was made. I tried with Ms. Sandercock, and then Mr. Kozik was substituted in.
Right.
And actually, we went to the apartment on March 21st with our experts, and I thought we had an agreement on what the steps forward were going to be. There is more work that has to be done. We admit there's more work that has to be done. That's not in dispute. And I think that we came to an agreement as to this, the amount of work and the scope of work. There are a couple of things that we just have to iron out. There's a like an attic area that we're waiting to hear back from Mr. Kozik and his client on. And there was a wall, there was a front wall that we just had to figure out how to handle that part of the wall. So other than those two things, I think we were in agreement on everything. So on the 21st, when the experts, Mr. Kozik and I and Mr. Gray were there, we agreed that we were going to do 6 or 7 probes to see if there was any indication of mold. And I thought, and I'm only speaking for myself, I'm not going to speak for Mr. Kozik, I thought it was agreed that that ServPro was going to make those probes. They were going to take pictures and video inside those probes and send it to our experts to see if there was any indication of mold. When the ServPro went, Mr. Gray stopped them after, I think, a probe or two because they were not taking material to test. And Mr. Kozik and I went back and forth on, I thought that we agreed to it was going to be a visual first, and if something else needed to take place, it would take place. And so that's where we are now. We have a disagreement on that particular approach. I think Mr. Kozik, you know, indicated to me he thought that this testing should be done on all the probes. And I'm not disagreeing with him necessarily if the visuals, which both experts said were fine, show that there's mold, then we would do the testing. But if the visuals showed no mold, there's no need to test those particular areas, you know, that were probed. And then I reached out to Mr. Kozik again, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, trying to see if we could come to a resolution. And on that particular last email, I didn't receive a response. He and I have been communicative and really trying to work this out. I was just taken aback because it was really never discussed about testing. And my expert said to, you know, I forwarded him Mr. Kozik's emails, and he said, yeah, if the visuals show that there's indications of mold, then yeah, they should be tested for sure. So that's where we are. I don't really, Mr. Kozik said he wanted to speak with you. I'm not sure, you know, necessarily about what. Because we're trying to, you know, we've dealt with each other for years and years. We were trying to, you know, do it amongst ourselves. So that's what I have to say.
Before passing the floor to Mr. Kozik, I'm just going to throw out there, if they're already in there doing probes, is it the end of the world to just send a couple of them for testing? How much more expensive is it?
I have no idea, and I can certainly find out, and I could certainly find out. Unfortunately, when ServPro was there, because they were also there, not just the experts, but ServPro was there at this meeting on March 21st, they had the same distinct understanding that it was going to just be probes and visual.
I'm looking at this in a trial context, and I'm thinking of this person up there, and I'm saying, well, did you visual? Yes, there was no mold. Did you take probes? Yes. Did you test? No. And I'm just thinking, well, if he could say yes to that and then the result is nothing, that makes him look better. I'm just thinking that far in advance. And I know the goal is to not get to that point, but I'm wondering if cost-benefit analysis doesn't make some sense just to maybe send a couple of them for testing if they're already doing the probes.
You know what? I think that's a fantastic suggestion. I'm certainly receptive to say, you know, to bringing that up with my client, my expert, and ServPro. I don't know if that's sufficient for Mr. Kozik as far as, you know, if it's less than all of the probes that are getting tested, and then it's a matter of which ones. I mean, I'm certainly amenable to having like two of the probes tested, and I'll even let them choose which two. That seems to be
all right. Let's pass the floor to him and see what he has to say. Mike, sure. Go ahead.
Good morning, Your Honor. Yeah, I mean, I would agree, you know, with David that Mr. Scaller, excuse me.
That's my fault. I call you all by your first names.
We've worked together for many years. And we've tried to, you know, since I got involved in this, tried to, you know, get this resolved. You know, this was handled by Ms. Sandercock for many years, and I got involved in the fall. Obviously, there's a lot of history here. The purpose of the motion was to determine whether or not there was compliance with the stipulation, the so-ordered stipulation, and, you know, it would require a hearing, and if we were right, an order contemplates an order from Your Honor, you know, or order from the court requiring, you know, that the remaining work contemplated in the original stipulation of settlement to be completed. There are some other complexities to the issue, which are beyond just simply this case, which is that, you know, there is some language in the agreement about release of claims that the owner in a related case at the loft board regarding harassment is claiming waived any claims that my client could make with respect to harassment related to this work. And that makes things difficult for us at this point to get things resolved on just saying, well, it's just going to be complete some of the remaining work per the settlement, because we don't believe, one, that language was meant to apply to this other case. But even if it was, that waiver was based upon the consideration provided for in the settlement. And, you know, our belief is that consideration was never provided.
So let me interrupt you for a minute and ask you, are you pretty much saying that without a global resolution, you're not really that interested in making sure this portion of it goes away, for lack of a better expression?
What I'll say is this. Our belief is that the settlement requires certain work to be done, period, right? And that work was not done. But at this point, you know, look, we've tried to work through a settlement, and for various reasons, it hasn't gotten resolved as of today. You know, the ServPro probes, you know, what I said to Mr. Scaller was I didn't see how can you rationalize saying that, you know, probes are to be done if it's not to serve some purpose in terms of determining whether or not there's, you know, active mold infiltration in those
areas.
Yeah, that
makes sense. Yeah.
So, you know, that's the trouble that I had with it. And my understanding of what happened that day was that ServPro was there and didn't really have any information about what was actually to happen after the probes were taken. And I said this to Mr. Scaller, it's not just cut a hole in the wall or in the ceiling and then leave, right? It's to determine whether or not there's,
I mean, he seems to be willing to maybe do some tests, but look, if you're at a point now where, and I'm only pushing this along because I have two trials I have to get to, but if you're saying that you think at this point, just take the motion, you don't have anything additional to say beyond what Margaret already said, and you, Mr. Scaller, have your papers in, and in the interim, if you want to keep, you know, trying to improve this situation that no one's stopping you, but I'm getting from Mike that he wants to, me to just take the motion. And I don't think anybody has anything else to put in on it in, other than Mike, because he's taking it over for Margaret.
Yeah, I think that that's right. We're not foreclosing the idea of like a resolution here, but you know, we want to get this process moving forward. I think that the agreement does require, you know, or may require ongoing access to complete any remaining.
Yeah, obviously.
I just can't, you know, in discussing with my client, you know, hold off on moving forward with the motion. I think that the papers are sufficient. I reviewed everything. The reply affidavit from Mr. Olmstead, I think, is very revealing and is comprehensive in terms of his findings of, you know, what was not completed per the agreement.
I just have to say, Your Honor, that sure. I'm just blindsided by this. First of all, Mr. Gozick has never said anything about a global settlement, or he has never discussed with me anything beyond trying to finish the work in the apartment. So that's the first thing. So I wasn't aware that.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you on one point here. I'm going to say that resolution of this motion is not going to really, I think, do much on that at all. And I don't particularly like that style of chess, as it were, in these cases, but it is what it is. So if it ultimately is going to work for me to handle this small portion with my limited jurisdiction, and then you use that as some launching point for another move later on, fine. But that's the strategy he's using, and whether it works to his client's benefit or not, I guess will remain to see. But I think in terms of, I mean, you both know each other better and can continue talking, but I think at this point, I don't think it makes sense at this point. I'm hearing what you're saying, and I think I can incorporate that into a decision if it makes the most sense.
But let me just interrupt. I want yes. to make it easy for
you. No, I interrupted you, so you continue.
No. But you're the judge. You're allowed.
No.
But we acknowledge the work was not completed. We acknowledge it.
Right.
I will acknowledge that the affidavits that I have are not accurate. I have found that. Okay. I found that out after the fact. That they're not accurate. So we do have work to do. So what's the decision? I will stipulate that we have to do the work. That's fine. I mean, and that the work was not completed. My client paid ServPro and their expert to be to do the work pursuant to the scope of work. They were present, you know, during this, and the work wasn't done. My client is dumbfounded that he paid for a scope of work to be done and it wasn't done. A lot of work was done, but there's still plenty of work that needs to be done, which is why I don't think the motion, you know, we'll stipulate to doing the remainder of the work. And we have a scope of work that I thought we agreed to before. So, you know,
so
I don't know, submitting the motion makes, you know, I'm willing to stipulate that we did not comply with the stipulation.
And Mike, let me ask you this. If he were to stipulate that, what he's saying, and in addition, he'll agree to get some number of tests, would that satisfy you as far as at least just these papers are concerned?
Maybe.
The
language in terms of what the stipulation that would say is important to me because of these other cases that I referred to, which are concerning to us, right? Like when the stipulation was entered into, there were certain considerations, negotiated certain expectations about what that language means, about what's going to happen, et cetera, right? There's non-compliance with that, and then the owner attempts to use a provision of the agreement that they didn't comply with to claim that, you know, my client has no claims in another, you know, in another context. Right, it's difficult, you know, for us. So if there's a way to craft language that, you know, that deals with that issue in a way that's satisfactory, great.
I'm happy to review.
So I have an idea. I'm gonna mark it reserved. I'm gonna hold it. I'm gonna put a note to myself to not look at it for 2 weeks. I will then reach out to you and see if a quick virtual conference will help tie up loose ends, or if we've completely fallen apart. Is that reasonable, okay, gentlemen? And it was not on this case. Is this reasonable?
That's fine for me. And I did. By the way, David, I didn't mean to sandbag you here today. That was certainly not my intention. So,
I'm receptive to any wording, any stipulation that you have where I could talk to my client. So I'm happy to try to resolve it.
All right, so I'm going to put it in a note on NYSEF. If in the interim between now and the two-week period there is additional conversations you need to have that you want intervention on, please let me know. I can schedule a conference in an hour's notice under most circumstances. So if I don't hear from anyone, I will reach out on the – I'm going to ask to risk myself to reach out. And this will all be reflected in the NYSEF note. Okay?
Okay. And intervention is the proper word.
Sure. We love that word. All right. Thank you everyone. Guys. All right. So I'll put a note in now, and then I'll speak to Ms. Odom on her case now. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.